Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Meseches Yuma. Our daf is about one topic, and that is the topic of mezuzos. The Gemara just got through quoting on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis that the Kohen Gadol's Lishka had a mezuzah in order that people should not say that the Kohen Gadol is trapped in a prison, because the expression of a dira like the Kohen Gadol's, as we learned yesterday, is a dira bal karcha because he has to be there. And if there's no mezuzah, then that's like a dira bal karcha that he's chavish bebeis ha'asurin. We are going to pick up right after that expression on the last line in Yud Amud Beis. Man tana l'hadutar rabbanim. Who is the Tana? The source of the Tana that says, Kol ha'sharim shahayu sham. All of the gates that was in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, lo haya lehem mezuzah, did not have a mezuzah, chutz mishar nikinar, except for the gate of Nikinar. Everybody should know where Shar Nikinar is. Refer to the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash. Now most of the Gemara's Yuma have them. The entrance to the Azara, you see the 15 steps on the eastern side of the Heichal and the Chotzer, you have over there Shar Nikinar. So Shar Nikinar had a mezuzah. Chutz mi Shar Nikinar, shelfnim imenu lishkas parhedrin. Since it had inside of it the lishkas parhedrin, that was also chayiv in mezuzah for the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was there. So too Shar Nikinar as well. Now the rationale between the chiyuv of the lishkas parhedrin and the chiyuv of the Shar Nikinar, the Gemara fleshes out in the following way. Lema Rabbanan, this teaching makes sense according to the Rabbanan, for lo Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. We had yesterday a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Dira Bal Karcha Shema Dira, and the Rabbanan say that the Lishka is Chayiv Min HaTorah. So say analyzes the Gemara as follows. If we go according to Rabbanan, I understand that we made a Gzeira that Shar Nikinar should also, lest people, if they're not going to have on Shar Nikinar, they'll think Lishkas Parhedrin also doesn't. However, D. Rabbi Yehuda, if we found Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa gzera. The whole reason that we have a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin is only a gzera that people will think that it's a dira bal karcha v'ana nekem v'nigzer gzera l'gzera, and we'll go and make a gzera l'gzera. So that doesn't make any sense. To make two different gzeris, that doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, filu tem Rabbi Yehuda. No, we could say it's following Rabbi Yehuda. Kula chad gzerahi, but it's entirely one gzera. In other words, there was one gzera that was made, both on Lishkas Parhedrin as well as a Shar Nikra. Now the Gemara continues to analyze the Torah Akdosha and Mitzvahs Mezuzah. Tana Rabbanan Bishar Recha. The Torah Akdosha says that the mezuzah is supposed to put on your gates. Right now I'm in the Nazir room recording the Daf Yomi, overlooking the Kaisel HaMaravi, and it's already Mayriv time, so I'm planning to go down and daven at the Kotel, and then I will say the entire Pasuk, but since it's already Mayriv time, I'm not going to recount the entire Pasuk, but the Torah describes that it's at the gates. Echad Sharei Batim ve'echad Sharei Chatzeros. Whether it is the gate by your house, or it's the gate of your courtyard, ve'echad Sharei Medinos, whether it's the gates of your Medinos, ve'echad Sharei Ayaros, or the gates of your cities, yesh behen chovas mitzvah lemakom. There is a chiyuv of mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is quite a strange lashon, chovas mitzvah lemakom. The Sefer Siach Yitzchak is quoted as saying that we're doing it not to protect us mipegara, but rather we're doing the mitzvah in order to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Bli Neder, I think I'm going to run upstairs and share the Siach Yitzchak with Rav Chizkiyo Nevinsal, because Rav Nevinsal Shlita, when he was about to go into a surgery quite a few years ago, was Mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. And Rav Chizkiyo said to him the night before, look, you're Mekayim it as a shmira, that you have a special zechus. And Rav Chizkiyo said his father was very stern with him, and he said, I'm not doing it because of any skula or any other reason, just because it's a chiyuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Siach Yitzchak says those are the two words of this Gemara. Yesh ben chovas mitzvah lemakom, it's a chiyuv of mitzvah dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not because there is another ma'ila that comes out of it. Shetishmerenu michol pegara, shenemer uchsavtom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Okay, just run upstairs.
ran upstairs and showed her to Rav Chizkiyahu. Amazing, these extra two words fit in, and the Siach Yitzchak's idea to the story that Rav Chizkiyahu lived with Rav Neman Sal Shlita. 10 lines from the top, Amalei Abai, the Rav Safra. Hani Avuli Dimechuza. These gates of the city of Mechuza, my time Allah of the Rabban and Mezuzah, why is it that the Rabbanan did not put a Mezuzah on them? Amalei, he said to him, Hanu Chozuk Liikra Dichuve Hudavidi.
These gates are not made to serve as entrances and exits, but rather it's there to strengthen the building.
Amalei Abai said to him, Va'akra Dichuve Gufa Tiboy Mezuzah. But why don't those that strengthen the building require a mezuzah? Da is be dira. They do have dwellings inside. L'shomer beis ha'asurin, for those who guard the prisons. Da tanya, because we learn in Braisa, beis ha'knesses she'esh bo. Beis dira l'chazan ha'knesses chayeves b'mezuzah.
So it should require a mezuzah for a totally different reason, that people would live inside these were these very large structures, that these massive arches that would have these rooms inside. Sometimes we're familiar that bridges have those in their archways. They have those type of rooms inside. So it should be chayiv, just like a Besei Knesses that normally is not chayiv, but if it has a room for a chazan in those days was what we call colloquially the shamish, or the sexton, and that was who served in the Besei Knesses. He lived there. So too, in this case as well. The reason why there wasn't a mezuzah put on the Shari Mechuza is not for the above reason, not for the reason dechuvi hu davidi, but rather for a different reason. Because of sakana, the sanya we learned, mezuzas yochid nivdekes pamayim bishavua, the mezuzah of an individual should be checked twice every 7 years, v'shel rabim, and of the public, pamayim biyovo, should be checked twice every 50 years.
Vam Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda taught, Maisa bar tivin echad, there was someone who used to check and correct svarim, shayiboydik mezuzas bashuk elyon shel sipori, he was checking the mezuzas in sipori, umatzav kastor echad, he found one policeman, v'natal mimenu elav zuz, and he extorted him for 1,000 zuz. In other words, the policeman extorted this magia svarim.
In other words, if we're going to check it constantly, they're going to say that we're involved in black magic. Things didn't change that much from the Middle Ages to those days in Chazal. The strange Jewish, what seems strange to the Gentiles of Jewish rituals, they allege to awful things. I think many of the people who alleged it were quite aware that it wasn't that. And here as well, there was a false allegation that we were involved in black magic while we were simply checking mezuzah.
Asks the Gemara, is that a concern? V'amar Rabbi Lazar, but then Rabbi Lazar taught, Shluchei mitzvah ain't a nizakin, that people who are doing a mitzvah, they don't get damaged. So why are we worried about someone who's doing a mitzvah being extorted and putting himself into danger? Asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Hechad dikviya hezeka shani. Where it's obvious and clear that there is a hezek, then even if you're a shliach mitzvah, you should not put yourself in this predicament. Dechsiv, as the pasuk in Shmuel says, "Vayomer Shmuel, Eichei leich v'shamashal v'arguni." Shmuel is afraid to confront Shaul with new painful realities, and he's afraid that Shaul is going to kill him, even though he's a shliach mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't poo-poo it. Vayomer Hashem, Egolas Boker tikach biyodcha. Tell him that you're coming to bring karbanos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dismiss his concern. So the Gemara has concluded with the reason why we don't put up at the gates of the cities the mezuzahs because of a sakana. Later on we're going to see from the Gemara that the sakana would be even a sakana that would risk more than one-fifth of one's money. If we're talking about a physical sakana, then it's a davar pashut, v'chai b'hem, that a person is supposed to give up their life. But presumably here it's a sakana that you will be putting your whole livelihood and your entire estate into jeopardy. Now the Gemara begins to discuss other structures in terms of mezuzah. 7 lines before the wide, Tani Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yehuda, Beis HaTevin, an area that's used for wheat, Ubeis HaBakar, area that's used for cows, ubeis ha'etzim for wood, ubeis ha'otzaris and a storage year, p'tur menazuzah. They're potter from mezuzah. Interesting reason, the Gemara mipnei sha'anoshim ne'osos behen. Because women beautify themselves over there. Umaynu usas, what does it mean? Usas rochtzas. They wash themselves. In other words, it's not an area of dira. Amalei Rav Yehuda, time of the rochtzas, you're saying the reason is because they wash. Hastama chayavan, but if it would be stam, they'd be chay. Rochtzas is a problem, says Rashi, because they're not dressed appropriately there, and it's a bizayon for the mezuzah. Is mashma that stam, if it wasn't used for that, it would be chayif. But then we learn refes, bakar, if it's used for cows, p'tura min ha-mezuzah, it is exempt from mezuzah. Elamai noosos miskashtos. It must be that noosos means not that they wash, but they put on perfume over there. And therefore, it's not a bizayon. V'hachi k'tani. Afal pishanoshim miskashtos ben. And it's not only rochetzos, nevertheless, p'turin. It's still potter. Amalei Rav Kahana v'shanoshim miskashtos ben p'turin. If they put on perfume as potter, it's being used for dira. V'atanyim refes b'akar p'turin min mezuzah. V'shanoshim miskashtos ben chayeves ben mezuzah. If they're miskashtos, they're chayev ben mezuzah. El ma'is l'chmeimer miskashtos tanoihi. What are you going to say? Miskashtos is a machlokas tanoi if that qualifies enough to be considered a dira. L'didinami stama tanoihi. I would also say that stam is also a machlokas tanoi. The sanya, as we learn a braisa, beischa, beischa miyuchadacha. Prad lebeis hateven, lebeis habakal, lebeis haetzim, lebeis haotzaras, sheputurim min ha-mezuzah. A home that is designated for you, as opposed to these above things that are potter. V'yesh mechayivin, and some say yechayiv. Be'em esamru, beis hakisa, beis haborsaki. And in truth, a bathroom, a tanner's place, a beis hamerchatzu, beis hatfila, wash, place that people go to bathe. V'shanashim nosas ben p'turim min ha-mezuzah. And if women, and a place where women get dressed over there, all those are exempt from mezuzah. Now the Gemara says this braisa could be explained in two different ways. Rav Kahana mitaretz atameh. Rav Kahana has his way here. The word mitaretz means to explain. Rav Yehuda mitaretz atameh. Rav Yehuda explains according to his way. Rav Kahana mitaretz atameh beischa beischa miyuchadacha. The place that's chayv mezuzah only if it's a house that is designated for you. Prat comes to exclude lebeis hatem, lebeis habok, lebeis haitzim, lebeis hatzaros. Shifturim min ha-mezuzah, that they're exempt from mezuzah, bistam. Even if it's not used for washing, a stam, beis ha-tevin, is going to be potter. V'yeshem chayivim bistam. And there are some who say that you're chayiv with an area like stam. Be'em es amru, beis ha-kiseh, beis ha-bursik, beis ha-berchatz, beis ha-tfilah, shanoshim no'asos behen. That we're talking about an area, in truth, we're talking about specifically a case where women washing them. U'mayinosos rochzos, then p'turim min ha-mezuzah. Then you're potter from mezuzah, according to Rev Yehuda. But stam would also be chayiv. Ask Gemara, if we're talking about that the reason why it's potter is because they washed there, ihach yainu merchatz, what's the difference between a merchatz and a base Hateven and a base habakar, shemna shemna asos behen. Answers the Gemara, ashmina merchatz to rabbim, vashmina merchatz to yachid. We're telling us both two different types of merchatz, one that many people use, and telling us also that even merchatz to yachid is potter for mezuzah. Why do I need both? The salkadai to chamina merchatz to rabbim nafish zuamai. There where there's a lot of, literally, the word sweat. So then you'd be potter from mezuzah. Ava merchatz tiyachid delo nafish zama ema lechayiv b'mezuzah. I would think maybe you should be chayiv mezuzah. Kamash malon. Chidush is that no. Rabbi Yehuda mitaretz l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain the braisa according to his shita that a stam bayis is going to be chayiv. Hachi k'tani. Beischa beischa da hamiyuchad lecha. Prat lebeis hatevenu beis habakru beis haitzen beis ha-tzarash reptur min ha-mezuzah. Afilu miskashtos. That one opinion says that they're potter, even if they don't wash there, but they simply adorn themselves there. V'yesh mechayvim b'miskashtos. And some say you are chayim miskashtos. Al b'stam, divrei hakol potter. But stam, if women are not miskashet, then there, then everybody holds its potter because it's not a base hadira. Be'emesamru, base hakisi, base habarstiki, base hamerchatz, base hatfil, alf bishanoshim eskashus ben, p'turim min mezuzah, mishum de nafesh zuamei. That's potter from mezuzah because there's a lot of sweat. Asks the Gemara, Ulu Rav Yehuda, Stama divrei hakol potter. What was Rav Yehuda assuming? That Stam, everybody agrees, is going to be potter. We ask from a fifth price of Atani Bisharecha, Echad Shari Batim, Vechad Shari Chatzes, Vechad Shari Medins, Vechad Shari Yaros, Verefes, a place for cattle, Velulin, for roosters, Umitevin, Votzos Yain, Votzos Shem, Chayavim Azuzah. So what do we see? A Stam Refes is going to be Chayavim Azuzah, not like the opinion of Rev Yehuda. Ultimately, the Gemara will reject Rev Yehuda based on this. However, the Gemara continues to bring the Braisa that teaches us other halachos about mezuzah. Baruch Hashem, I have a bris. We're recording this early in the morning in yeshiva of Yonatan and Chani Sklar's son. So I'm going to have to stop the daf right now. Bezer Hashem, I hope to continue recording during the lunch break in yeshiva. In the meantime, we conclude Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph over here, three or even four words from the end of the Amud, Yachal. Okay, now Bezer Hashem, I continue right, overlooking the Kota Amaravi and the Tivaryeh in what's called the Blue Room, where I look straight ahead and see about the wall, story high's worth of walls from the Kotel HaMaravi. Yochol she'ani marbe, the Gemara continues, I would think that the Pasuk of Uvisharecha comes to include Beis Sharach Sadra Umir Peset, that even a gate that is by a small house in front of the courtyard or a porch, Sadra is sometimes translated as a portico, Umir Peset is a porch, Tamalomer Bayis. It needs to be a house. Ma bayis miyuchad adira, just like a house, if it's designated for living. So too, only those things are miyuchad adira. Yatsu elu, coming to preclude those, shem yuchadin ladira, that's not designated for dwelling. Yochal shanimar ba'af beis hakisei, ubeis haborsiki, ubeis hamerchatz, ubeis hatfila. I might think that the bathroom, the tanner's house, the place that people wash, the Beis HaTvila, are also chayev. Tam lomer bayis, the pasuk says bayis. Ma bayis also the kavod. Af kol also the kavod. Yotzalelu shein esu in the kavod. Something that's designated for respectable living. Yochol shein imar be'af hara bayis v'alushkes v'azores. Those are definitely kavod places, as I sit across from that place, but all of its kavod is empty. Tamaloymer bayis. Torah says that dafka, it has to be a bayis. Ma bayis shuhu chol, afku shuhu chol. Only those things that are chol. Yatsu elu she'en kodesh. But things that are kodesh, they're not chayiv in mezuzah. To yufta, what we see is a kasha on Shitas Rav Yehuda, as we mentioned on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Rav Yehuda had said, Stam Refes is potur. We see that a Stam Refes is going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara concludes, that is a good Kasha. Along the way, we arrived at the old city of Yerushalayim and the Halacha that the places of Kodesh do not require mezuzah. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top, Tana Rav Shmuel. Par Yehuda Kamedi Rav Shisha Sha'arim Pturim Min Azuzah Mezuzah. There are 6 gates that are exempt from mezuzah. What are those things? Beis ha-teven, ubeis ha-bokor, ubeis ha-eitzim, beis ha-tzaris, v'shar ha-modai. Now these 4 we've already translated previously. Shar ha-modai is something that is built in a circle, which is also a kippah, which is also appropriate for us to start here in the old city. Many of you are familiar that most of the old city doorways are more like arches. In fact, the doorway over here in the blue room is an arch. That is a Shar HaModai. We're going to see why that should be potter. The Gemara will give us a mathematical explanation. And finally, the 6th that's potter is Vishar Sheinim Makura, a gate that does not have a cross-section on its top, as well as v'shar sheinu gvoa yud, if there is a gate that's not 10 tefachim high. Now the Gemara says the math doesn't add up. Amalei patachta b'shisha, you mentioned you're going to tell us 6. V'salakta b'shivan, you gave us 7. Amalei, so the response is shar amodai tanoi, that the shar amodai is dependent on the machlokes tanoim, and now we're going to discuss the issue of those things that are, those doorways that are shaped as arches. The sign is we learned in a braisa, kippa is this exact case of an arch doorway. Rabbi Meir, mechayiv mezuzah v'chacham poitrin. Rabbi Meir holds yochayiv, v'chacham exempt. V'shavin, and both agree, shim yesh beregel asara, that if the archway before the top begins to arch, begins to bend, is 10 tvachim high, shim yesh beregel asara, shechayiv es b'mezuzah. Everybody agrees that yochayiv. Amar Abaye, Abaye explains. Gvoya yud ve'im baragla gimel. If you have something that's ten high, and it slopes within 3 tfachim v'lav klumi, then in such a case, it definitely is not considered an archway because it doesn't even have 3 tfachim straight of a side wall. Inami yesh baragla gimel, or if it's 3 tfachim high of a straight wall before it begins to slope, because before it begins to arch, ve'ina gvoa yud, and it's not 10 tfachim tall entirely, v'lav klumi, then also everybody would agree that it's nothing. Yet we learn there's a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Lo nechleku, Rav Meir and the Chacham only disagree. Ela b'gvoya yud v'yesh baragla gimel ve'ein barachva dalet, that the leg is straight for 3 tfachim. Ultimately, the peak of the arch is more than 10 tefachim from the ground. However, but the top of the arch is not 4 tefachim wide. In other words, the arch closes with a roof that is not 4 tefachim. The spitz, as we say in Yiddish, the pinnacle of it, at the top of it, is not 4 tefachim wide. V'yesh ba lochuk la'shlima la'arba. But at the same time, if you draw from the ground a straight line up, which of course would cut through into the quarry through the stone of the arch, there is enough for it to be 4 on the top. Rabbi Meir Savar Choykikin Lahashmer. Rabbi Meir holds that you quarry out a space of 4 tefachim to finish it. Rabbanan Savri Ein Chokikin Lahashmin, and the Rabbanan say you do not quarry out that amount. Obviously, there's a lot here in terms of what is behind this machlokas, but for the Daf Yomi Pshat, this is the fundamental issue. We'll have to get Mirtz Hashem, if we could get in the halacha from the daily Daf also, to see how this applies, these diunim today apply to practical issues in Shulchan Aruch, in dealing with mezuzahs by arches, which of course in Yerushalayim is quite common. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, Beis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaIsha, Ubeis HaShutfin, a shul, and a house that belongs to a woman. The Gemara will ask, why would we think that a house that belongs to a woman would be different? Ubeis HaShutfin, and something that is owned by partners, Chayeves, the mezuzah. It's Chayev and mezuzah, asks Gemara Pshita. Would be pashut. Why would a woman be any different? Why would partners be different? And says the Gemara, Mao desayma beis chavalo beisa. Maybe the pasuk is saying yours in the masculine beischa, not one that belongs to a woman. Beis chavalo bateim. Kamashulan. The chiddush is that know that everybody is chayiv and don't make the diuk his house and not her house. Ve'im hachinami. Maybe it does apply only to men and not to women. After all, the pasuk says in the masculine form, "Zakte heligi gemara amakra leman yirbu yimeichem v'imei v'neichem." That the pasuk says, if you mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, then promises arichos yamim for you and your children. Hani boichai, hani lo boichai. Men need to live and women don't. So obviously, if the pasuk is promising life, then it would apply both to men and to women. El beis chalam lis. And why does it say it in the masculine? Kidderava, tamarava derech biyascha. It's coming to bring out something else, and that is to emphasize the way in which you come in. And what does that mean? Which side do you put it on? The way in which a person generally moves his foot is he moves his right foot first. Tanya Yidach, the Gemara continues. We learned another Braisa, Beis HaKnes, Beis HaShutvin, or Beis HaIsha Mitamin, Biningoim. We learn the second white line that Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaShutvin, Beis HaIsha also have Tumas Negoim. Similarly, we asked the same type of question. The Braisa needed to go out of its way to teach us this. Why? Maud the same as says the Gemara, Uvasher Loi Habayis. Loi Veloi Lo. The Pasuk also, again, has the same problem, quote unquote, and that is that it's formulated in the masculine. Maybe it applies only to him, and women are not included. Veloi Lehenna Natu. Not only a single woman, but also multiple women as well. Kamash Malan. That's what the Braisa is coming to tell us. It says the Gemara, wow, just like we said before, maybe that is the correct way of reading it. How did Chazal know that it doesn't mean to preclude women? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Bebeis Eretz Achuz Aschem, that in regards to Negoim, Torah describes the bias that's in Eretz Yisrael for those who are dwelling there. And who dwells in Eretz Yisrael? Men and women of Klal Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, Eloloi Lamali, so why do we need the Pasuk of Loi? Answers the Gemara, Misha Miyachid Beisai Loi. Someone who is Miyachid his house for himself. Sheina wrote to Lahashil Caleb, he only wants to hold on to his belongings for himself and not to share this with others. Va'aymer, Sheina Akadosh Baruch Hu Mefarsimai, Kishimifane is Beisai. Prat l'mashil kelev l'achem. Ultimately, for Negoim, his kelim is all going to be taken out. And when he doesn't share things with people, he'll be embarrassed when his kelim are taken out. We're going to conclude the daf over here. This Beis Hashem concludes daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Yuma. Tomorrow's daf is a shorter one, so we'll leave the last seven lines for tomorrow's daf Beis Hashem. And now we will go to the halacha from the daily daf.